Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. The Rand McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. The Rand McCoy!
Well, hello. Today you're listening to Blog Talk Radio with your host. I am standing in for Coach Anna McCoy. I am your host for today, Shauna Stallworth, and we are so excited that you have taken the time to join us here on Blog Talk Radio for the Real McCoy Show. I want to also invite you to join us on Ustream at ustream.tv. We're also broadcasting live today's show, as we're going to be talking about your mission and your key operating values. I want to also invite you to join or visit our website at www.womanactnow.com. Purchase your copy of Coach Anna's book if you haven't done that already. You can purchase that copy or purchase your copy today at www.womanactnow.com. We've been talking about knowing yourself for the past couple of weeks, and we've had several of our members from Woman Act Now to join us on the radio program and to be a part of what we're doing. And so we wanted to at least share with you, as it relates to as we're moving through the book, a way or an avenue as to where you can get the book so you can join us as well as we are moving through the book, Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dreams. There it is, ladies. There you have it. That's right. That's Coach Anna's new book, Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dreams. And today we're going to be talking about your mission as well as key operating values. And we're going to be reading from the book as well as my own personal mission statement and key operating values that I had an opportunity or that I took the time to at least write down several months ago when Coach Ann and I had the privilege of taking a Franklin Covey focus class. And we actually shared, as it relates to your key operating values and your mission statement, on this past Monday's 15 Minutes to Destiny call. And if you're not a member, I want to share with you that 15 Minutes to Destiny call is available to you, to all of you who are watching the show. And you can join us every Monday at 12 noon, that's Central Standard Time, for our 15 Minutes to Destiny call, where Coach Anna actually shares insightful information and powerful tools or key nuggets to help move you forward as you're moving toward your purpose and destiny or just being the very best that you've been called to be. And that number for that is 605-475-6190. I guess it would help if I looked at my notes. And the access code is 542-539. Or you can visit us on our website at www.womanactnow.com, and you can get that information for that 15 Minutes to Destiny call. That's every Monday at 12 Central Time. That's 12 noon Central Standard Time, and you can join us for that as well. But we had an opportunity to talk about our mission and our key operating values on Monday, and I was so excited to see, as I was preparing for the call, I was so excited to see how I had already written down my values and, as it relates to my mission, how during that class we had taken the time to do those things. So I was so excited because I was a little bit ahead. But I'm going to be reading from pages 96 to pages 102 today or 103 today. And I'm going to leave you today with an assignment. If you haven't done it, hopefully you'll have an opportunity to do that at the end of this call on today. I believe we have a caller on the line, caller 404. Let me see. Caller, are you there?
Hi, Coach Anna.
Hi, this is actually Shauna. How are you doing today?
Shauna, hi, how are you? I'm good.
Good. Now, who am I speaking with?
This is Tracy Caldwell in Atlanta.
Hey, Tracy. Did you say Tracy Caldwell?
Caldwell.
How you doing, lady?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. I'm actually Go ahead.
How are you?
I am excellent. I'm just excellent. You know what? I think you tried to join us last week, but we were wrapping up our call last week. Was that you?
That was me.
Oh,
I was in a different time zone.
Yes, well, you know what? I'm so glad that you joined us on today. Today we're going to be talking about our mission statement and key operating values. I was just sharing with our listeners that for the past couple of weeks, we've been going through the section of Coach Anna's book entitled Knowing Yourself. It's in the belief section of the book, and if you haven't gotten your copy yet, or if you have and you haven't had an opportunity to read that, you can certainly take a look at that as we continue to go through these calls. But I'm excited about you calling today. Now I do know that you are a member of Woman Act now, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Why don't you talk to us? How long have you been a member?
I've been a member maybe about a month.
Okay.
And just run across Coach Anna's information while surfing the web. I think I pulled up a video on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And saw that she was at my church, and I thought, well, how did I miss that? So it was video from 2005. Anyway, they dug it up, found it for me. I watched that, and I've been trying to read the book and become, you know, the woman that I'm supposed to be acting now. And it's just so much information, but it's so good. It's energizing. It's literally positioned me to do a lot of different things that I've always wanted to do. So I'm truly grateful.
Oh, very good. Well, you're going to be just in line with what we're going to be talking about today. And before we get started, I want to ask you, now tell me exactly what it is as it relates to your dreams and visions. What do you feel like you've been called to do?
I believe, first and foremost, I've been called to be the wife that the scripture talks about, that loves her husband and honors him. We've been married for about 11 years, so that's one thing that I really want to pour myself into my marriage. And because of paying attention to that and becoming engrossed in the Word of God and Proverbs 31, God has just moved in our marriage and in our lives to minister to premarital couples.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that. And to be the mother to my two sons, who are 8 and 10, to really minister to them, be an example, and you know, those are my real life goals.
Mm-hmm.
At work, you know, to let my light shine, to make sure that I am pouring out, you know, not just collecting a paycheck and coming and going, but to actually connect with people on a level. You know, we're all different. So there's so much about them that I want to learn. I've been in a certain space for 7 years, and God has just recently elevated me. So my goals are to make sure that I am pushing forward in a way that is fruitful, that is manifesting, and I am not wasting time. I used to be a huge procrastinator.
Oh, wow.
So that's my goal for right now.
Okay. Well, very good. Now, you said you've been moving through the book, right?
Yes, I have.
Now, have you had an opportunity to, well, you know what, before I ask you that, what's been the
most impactful thing as it relates to the book? Have you got to the part about knowing yourself yet, the belief section? Have you gotten to that part yet?
I've read over it. I've not gotten into the meat of the chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we have the Monday calls,
yes,
I'm going with whatever, you know, Coach Anna is going,
yes,
flowing with. So I tend to take my time and go back over that stuff, but I'm in a race to try to catch up with you all.
Well, girl, you know what? That's the best way to do it. I figured it out. I said, you know what? I said, now, I did have an opportunity, because I work so closely with Coach Anna, I did have an opportunity to read certain sections, or, you know, a few sections of the book as she was writing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different thing to taste the words after it's completed and it's all bound in this really nice manuscript and you start reading through it and everything. And I said, but gosh, it is much different than before. I said, now you almost need to read one or two pages at a time.
Right.
And then go back and do what you need to do. Now, let me ask you this. Now, have you written your own personal mission statement?
I have not. And I have heard y'all saying this, but I've been having a challenge there.
Well, you know what? Well, I'm gonna see what we can do to try to at least help you today. We're gonna talk about a few things as it relates to what your mission statement should consist of. That kind of helps you, you know, prepare for it. Because basically, in your mission statement, you basically have everything that you need already inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just hard for us to pull it out and to articulate it.
Right.
But we already know exactly what that mission is because we're living it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about how you want to be the very best wife to your husband that you feel and that you know that you've been called to do. And you reference Proverbs 31.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certain that if that is your heart's desire, there are parts of that that you are already living out. And so within your mission statement, it's already being fulfilled in you. And all we got to do is be able to pull those words and gather those words together so we can define exactly what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me ask you this. What about your key operating values? Have you had an opportunity to write those down yet? Or
I've been thinking about them.
Okay.
I haven't written anything down, but I have heard what Coach said in reference to it. So I'm getting there.
All right. Well, very good. Well, were you on the call on Monday, Tracy?
This Monday, yes.
Now, you know we had an assignment.
I got in, like, maybe in the last 8 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. Well, you got in just in time for me to give out my assignment to all the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's perfect. Well, you got some time, girl. So I'm going to start reading. If you have your book in front of you, or even if you don't, if you would just mark this down, I'm going to start reading because I'm in my preparation for today's call on today.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking through the book, and I said, you know what, and as Coach Anna was talking and sharing as it relates to the different things in the book and what we were going to be talking about on today, I said, you know what, I said, I'm just going to read a little bit from the book, and then we'll have some interactive talking about it, and
okay.
We can just go from there. So on page 96, in the words of Coach Anna McCoy, it says, over the years, I have developed an incredible ability to live in the moment, and a part of living in the moment is segmenting my life so that I can be extremely effective in each separate moment, because being an excellent person is just as important to me as having excellent actions and behavior. It is important that I adhere to my value system, similar to the mission statement and values of Wachovia. I have created my own mission and key operating statements for my life. More than 15 years ago, I am enamored of the ideas of business. I respect systems, methods, and order. Thus, my life affects my business just as my business affects my daily life. I view life as a business, and I live the business of life daily. Even though certain challenges are exclusive to business or to life, there is a core system that is applicable to both realms. And that is the mission and your key operating values. And I just want to go back for a moment because she talks about in the book, she says that and a part of living in the moment is segmenting my life so that I can be extremely effective in each separate moment. Tracy, what about you as it relates to your life and as you go through and you continue, you say you want to be the very best wife that you feel like you've been called to be. Talk to me as it relates to how are you going to get there? How do you think you're going to be able to achieve that?
Oh, with unconditional love, high level of respect for my husband and the things that he is interested in, pushing him forward. I'm a good accountability partner, but I don't have one per se. I mean, he pushes me. But in that of a woman, in that of the person of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to be his best friend, you know, the person that he could say anything to, feel free with. And that's what I'm thinking.
Now, did you write any of that down? Now,
I'm just talking to you.
I know you just talking to me, but all that was good. I want you to, if you can't write it down now, I want you to at least put it in your mental bank.
Mm-hmm.
Because the key after this call is that we want you to be able to have your mission statement and your key operating values. So as we're talking and we're interacting on today, and you're going to be speaking to me words, I want you to remember those words if you can't write them down. Or if you got a mobile phone or a phone that you can move around a little bit, you get you a pen, girl, so you can document all of these things that you're sharing with us today. So that by the end of the call, you will have enough information that you can go back and have the fuel that you need to be able to start writing or pulling together your mission statement and your key operating values. Because that's certainly what we're talking about on today. And I believe that we have Coach Anna on the line. Coach Anna, are you there?
I am here, Shauna. How are you doing?
I am excellent. How are you today?
I am doing just wonderful. And who is that you're talking to? Because I am so impressed with her and what she just said.
I am talking to Ms. Tracy Callwood. She's one of our members from Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, let me tell you something, Tracy. Oh, girl, you know you're after my own heart with them kind of values.
Thank you, Coach. I didn't know you was going to be out there.
I'm out there. I am out there looking. I'm out here listening to what y'all saying. I want to make sure y'all representing. Y'all representing.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me share with you. I certainly heard, and Shauna, you're doing a great job with Tracy, helping her through this process of really aligning your values with your actions. And one of the things that you said, Tracy, and it's so important that you do take a minute to write these things down about being a great wife and being accountable even with your husband, wanting to be the best that you can be for him. Those are the things that you actually began to write down. For instance, when I talked about my value of being the best wife that I can be to my husband, Richmond, one of the things that it has done for me in my relationship is to help me to understand that when I am in this role of wife, and over these last 3 weeks we've been going through some business legal matters, which has required me to be on the road with my husband and be very supportive, but the role that I'm in is a wife. And immediately when we started this 3 weeks ago, we're at the end of it now, I was telling one of the other persons that was with us, I said, you know what? I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I know what role I'm supposed to be in, so I can't get tired in this role of wife. And what that meant is that my total purpose for being with him every day, sitting in court, was to be his wife. I wasn't supposed to be coach. I wasn't supposed to be the CEO. I wasn't supposed to be a webmaster. I wasn't supposed to be an author or a writer or speaker or any of those other roles that I play in my life. But really, I'm supposed to play this role as wife with excellence. And I heard Shauna say that Anna segments her life, and that's what the book says, so that I can be excellent in every role. And that's why it's really so important for us to be able to create those values, because what it helped me to do this week is, although it's a whole lot of things in my life that I think I could be doing, and I'm thankful for Shauna's presence, for Shauna's support, for her being able to do a lot of things for me that I haven't been able to do. But what I did realize and made me make an easy decision about being here with him, supporting him, sitting on these hard benches every single day, eating this bad cafeteria food every single day, is that my role here, you know, what I liked or disliked didn't matter, because I was here to serve him, to love him, to nod at him, to say it's okay, to give him my feedback, to, you know, whatever it was, but in a role as a wife. And it was easy, ladies. It was just awesome, you know, that I could play this role well. And when I had to adjust to be coach on Tuesday night, you know, he would adjust and allow me that time just to do what I needed to do. But I was very clear on the role I needed to play, because as soon as 10:30 came, I was finished with being coach, and I was wifey again,
right.
you know, taking care of the things that I needed to do. So I am just so excited for you ladies and that you're taking this time to share. I also have a guest here with me, too. Now, see, I came to support my husband, and my sister came to support her brother-in-law and her sister. So she's here with me in Washington, D.C. as well, and we've been interceding for this whole system. So I don't want to get off your topic, but I want her to take a moment. So I have my sister Sonia Savoy, and also a member of Woman Act Now, here with me as well. So say hello to the people, Sonia.
Well, hello. My name is Sonia Savoy, and I am here. It has been a wonderful experience to watch her do what she just said she's been in the role of doing. It's been an amazing experience for me because Anna McCoy, she is always doing something. So to see her sit day after day after day and not do anything but focus on Richmond has been a wonderful, wonderful thing to see. It's been a pleasure. So I've been here as an intercessor, and I'm going to tell you, I have been focused because I, too, am a mother and a wife, a mother of five children and a wife of 25 years, and it has been an enlightening experience for me to be able to do what I love to do uninterrupted by my husband or my children. So I have been able to be an active intercessor since Sunday. And it has been a wonderful, wonderful thing for me. So that being focused on the thing that you are in the now, whatever now you are in, just be in that now. It's a wonderful place to be. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Awesome.
It was probably hard telling who was talking over here.
No.
But that's all right. So, Miss Shauna, you go on, baby, with your show and keep on talking. We'll be here listening. And if you need to refer to us, we'll be here to support you as well. So, but we are enjoying the show, and I just want to say thank you to all the members who have responded to our request.
Well, thank you, Coach Anna, and thank you as well, Ms. Sonia, for your love and support. You are greatly appreciated down there where you are.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Shauna.
Yes, ma'am. So we're going to keep on talking, and I just want to, as Coach Anna and Ms. Sonia were talking, it's so many values and so many things that Coach Anna has mentioned in her book, and I just want to share with you her own mission, her own personal mission statement as we were talking with Tracy as it relates to her mission and her purpose in life, and one of them is certainly to be the very best wife that she feels like she's been called to be. And Tracy, just as we continue to talk, I'm just going to read to you Coach Anna and the words of Coach Anna McCoy as it reads in her book on page 96. It says that, she says that, I am an advocate for the righteousness of a living God, proclaiming the gospel to all I meet, that they may know about their God-given purpose and work to accomplish them. And even as she sits and she was talking about how she was encouraging you, Tracy, as it relates to what your purpose in life is, as it relates to being the very best wife that you can be and what she's able to accomplish right now, it still aligns with her mission. As she talks about that she is an advocate for the righteousness of a living God, because what she's doing is she's allowing the love of the Lord to share. She's allowing that love that she has for her husband and for the Lord to be able to share that during this time and during this season and the things that he's doing. And so in alignment with her mission, that she's still being able to pursue that. And I think that is just an awesome thing in what she's able to do and things of that nature. And so as we continue on, you know what? I'm going to read to you as I was preparing, and I read mine on Monday, and I'm going to read it again because I was so excited. I knew it was possible that I may have to do the 15 Minutes to Destiny call on Monday. And I was thinking, and without even thinking, Tracy, I picked up, in addition to what I do for Coach Anna, I'm also a recording artist. And I had went to the GMWA, it's the Gospel Music Association of America, on last year. And when I went, my husband, he was so diligent. He's a graphic designer, and the boy is bad. I'm just so proud of him. I just thank the Lord for blessing me with my sweetheart. But, girl, let me tell you, he was just so diligent in making certain that I got everything that I needed to get. And he was just on me about making sure, well, you need to write your bio. You need to do this. You need to do that. You need to write your mission statement. You need to know who you are. And before that, I knew that all of these things I needed to do, because Coach Anna was already working toward all of these things. And everything she does, you know, you start seeing when you have an opportunity to witness someone's life. And just as we have an opportunity to witness it through the book and through being a part of Woman Act now, we have an opportunity to witness her life as she continues to work these things out and work her skills out and her business savvy and all of those things. I knew that, you know, I knew I was going to have to do these things, but I had kept putting it off. So I went ahead and written my own personal. And within that, my mission statement, it says that my mission is to be a vessel for the love of God to freely flow through by conveying a message of hope and declaring that with faith and belief in God, all things are possible. And I was so excited because when I was preparing for the call, the 15 Minutes to Destiny call, girl, I picked up this little, I went through that long spiel because I picked up the little booklet or the little folder that my sweetheart compiled for me when I went to the GMA on last year, not even realizing that my mission statement was on here on the bio that he had prepped me to write during that time. And I was so excited that I had it, girl, because when it came time for the 15 Minutes to Destiny call, I was just reading through here, and I said, well, you look at that. That's what I need right there.
Answer then prayer.
Yes, I said, and I was so excited that I had had an opportunity to write it already. But let me share this with you. I know, I said, as it relates to as we continue to go through this call, and as you're listening and we begin to interact and talk about the things in the book and the things that we are called and purposed to do, and as we're going through this part of the book, one of the things that I did when I was writing my mission statement is there was a gentleman, he shared with me, he said, you know what? He said, the keys in writing a mission statement is you want to know who you are, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and where.
Mm. That's good.
And all of that you're already doing. You talk to us a little bit. You know who you are. I'm sure you know how you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where, and you know what it is that you want to do. And if you can write that down and then just begin to think inside of you and just begin to think about, you know what, okay, now this is who I am. I know that I want to be the very best wife to my husband that I feel like I've been called to be. And I want to do that by practicing the fruits of Proverbs 31. And as you continue to move on, you, girl, before you know it, you had that mission statement down pat.
I believe you. I'm going to work on it.
Yes. Now, let me ask you this. Now, as it relates to our key operating values, that's also on page 96. And I'm just going to start off with Coach Anna. She says that her key operating values are dependability. She says that she can be counted on. And even as she shared with us earlier, as it relates to what she's doing now, she's demonstrating to her husband, hey, you know what, I can be counted on because I'm going to be here every morning. I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to do exactly what you need for me to do, and I'm going to support you. I can be counted on. So now you talk to me a little bit, Tracy, about what would you feel like your first and foremost key operating value would be?
First is loyalty.
Loyalty. That's good. Yeah. Now talk to me a little bit about that. Why would you say that? Help me to know Tracy.
Sure. I get that a lot on my reviews at work. I support a person in a huge company that, I mean, he needs somebody to have his back. And that's the bottom line. I don't waver from it. It's difficult at times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do anything that would compromise my position or his or even my place in God, but you know, the loyalty meant something to him because every year on my review he said something about it.
Wow, that's awesome. Now how does that make you feel, Tracy, when he, if that's on your report every year, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good. And more confident in what I do, and when I walk out of his office, I can do a better job.
Yeah.
Shauna?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me interject here for 1 second, because I want to, if I could take Tracy to take that next step.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm
yes,
here.
We're here.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, you're still there? Okay, taking you to the next step, and one of the things about your key operating principles, even to our listeners, is that identifying key operating principles
is really like, it's what we call intentional integrity. And integrity can be one of those key operating principles or key operating values. But the importance of this, it becomes a framework for your life. So that when you say, I'm loyal, Tracy, then you're also saying that I'm loyal in every area of my life. And what happens, intentional integrity is basically defining how I'm going to behave before a situation arises that would cause me to compromise my behavior. So when you said, you know what, I don't want to compromise, I don't want to do anything, I want to make sure that he knows that I have his back, I'm doing all of those things that demonstrate that I am a loyal person. So like my key operating values, when I say I am dependable, then taking it to the next step, what does that mean to Anna? To be dependable means that, you know what, I can be counted on. So when I say I want to take you to the next step or the next level, then when you say I'm loyal, what does that mean?
Well, loyal in the sense that I keep confidential information confidential. It never leaves, you know, this place.
Okay.
I with loyalty also, there's certain things when you work for somebody who's kind of high profile, you find that you kind of adopt their family, and family issues also stay private.
Okay,
I don't
so now.
Girls.
Okay, so let's stop there, because all I want you to do is, well, you got a pen and a piece of paper, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I want you to write the word loyal down.
Okay.
Colon. I keep confidential matters confidential. Do you understand what I'm efforting to do here? Our confidentiality is important to me. You know, do you understand? So we move from just loyal being a person of loyalty to really defining what does that mean. And in your case, it means confidentiality. You know, it's important to you. So then the framework of your life means that part of that means that it doesn't matter where you go, what you do, that you're going to hold people in the highest confidence. You're going to hold conversations, relationships, various different things in confidence. You live your life like that now. You might not have these written, but it's probably a demonstration of, you know, how you live your life. So at the end of the day, when we're communicating with other people, when someone asks you or you see that people are being attracted to you and they're communicating things to you, really what you've done is you've already set the standard for your life. Is that because somebody told you something and never went anywhere farther, people are going to start to know you as a woman of confidence, a woman that I can confide in, a woman that I can trust, a woman that, you know, protects, a woman that is loyal to others. So when we create our key operating values, then what we're doing is say, when I say that loyalty is valuable to me, then I'm going to behave in a way that demonstrates that I'm loyal. So into you, based on what you said, confidentiality and holding these things in high esteem and being protective of the ones that the exposure that people, you know, give you or allow you to have or the information you have, you hold it in the highest regard, the highest confidence, because that's a part of the framework of who you are. So when you're creating your key operating values, that would be no different. Shauna, can you, by any chance, do you know where the Wachovia principles are?
I do not.
Okay, they might be just a couple of pages, or they might be further along, but they're somewhere in those value in the value statements. But if you could just look up that for a minute, you'll see what I'm saying.
Okay.
You'll see what I'm saying. Am I still on the air?
Yes, you're still on the air.
Okay, because we keep hearing something from the system telling us we're on or we off. But at the end of the day, Ms. Tracy, what I'm efforting to illustrate for you is to say I'm loyal is one, but then to take it to the next step and say how I am loyal, how am I dependable?
I'm dependable because I can be counted on. That's just the way I'm going to tell you that. That's the way I live my life. Listen, if I told you I'm going to do this, if I said I'm going to be over there, then you can count on me. Do you see the difference?
Yes, I do.
So when you think of being loyal, now how do you adopt that same type of just a short statement? Remember, we're just creating the foundation of who we are so that we can begin to align what we value in life with our behavior. So that's why it's not hard for me in any particular situation. If I make a decision and somebody asks me or I'm a part of something and I've agreed to this thing, then I'm going to be dependable. I'm going to be counted on it. You can count that I'm going to be there. If I'm not going to be there, I'm going to create a situation where somebody's going to be there on my behalf. And that's why Shauna's on the radio, and that's why you're on the radio today, Miss Tracy. Because if I couldn't be here, you can count on it that we're going to be there. We're going to be there on Mondays. We're going to be there on Tuesday nights. We're going to be here on Thursday. We're going to be here at that monthly meeting. We're going to make these provisions when they are necessary because we what? We can be counted on. So now what's your statement?
My statement to loyalty would be I work to protect the matters of my boss, the company, and myself by keeping matters and by keeping matters private and to make sure that all parties are being treated fairly.
Okay, now try that again, because see, it's just a lot of information. So what if I tell you, can you reduce that to 6 words?
I could.
Yeah, so let's try to just reduce it to 6 words that would identify what loyalty means to you.
Okay.
And still encompass the different parties, individuals, but what does it really mean to you?
Your loyalty to me means being trustworthy, and people
yes.
know that.
That I am trustworthy.
Yes.
I am, I'm honest. I'm trustworthy, or I hold things in high regard. I keep things in confidence. Do you see how that's starting to translate?
Yes.
Because then that's just the first one, Tracy. What if you had 6 key operating, or you had your top 10 key operating principles? They have to be condensed enough so we can remember these things.
Okay.
Because if they're not, when you look at key operating values, key operating principles of organizations, you'll start to see that they are they're real short, they're sweet, so we can remember. For instance, one of my key operating values is innovation. In innovation, I say, I will make a difference. Now, see, to me, innovation means because I respect my own thoughts, I respect my own ideas, I respect the fact that when I am in a situation or if I have anything to do in this environment and I'm present, I'm going to make a difference. It's how I live my life. Even as you begin to read the book, you see the different scenarios, or if you have any experience with me, you will start to see that if Anna's in that environment, she's going to make a difference. I'm not going to hold out on people. I'm going to bring the best of who I am. Why? Because one of my values in life is to be innovative, to make a difference, to contribute to an environment where it's going to be impactful for people. It's going to challenge people. It's going to add. It may create some new way that we can do it, some new way to think about it. So that's what innovation means to me, is that I will make a difference. So what's your second one?
My second one is intellectual honesty.
Oh, I like that, girl. Intellectual honesty. Tell us about that one. What does that mean?
It means that all the information that comes my way is protected, and I respond to it honestly. I treat it as such.
I'm sorry, Tracy. We might have lost it. We might have kind of lost your cause. Talk to us again. You said it's intellectual honesty.
Mm-hmm. Intellectual honesty.
Uh-huh. And share with me the purpose for that one.
Intellectual honesty means that I treat information and people with integrity, and I eliminate the negative, accentuate the positive.
Oh, that's good, girl. That's good.
I want that one.
Me too, because can I use it?
I want that one.
Girl, that's good.
Can I use that? I want your permission to tell my people when I get home I need some intellectual honesty.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, here. I won't write it in the book, but I'm sure going to make it a verbal atmosphere when I get to my house. That is pretty good. So now explain, just give me those six words that again explains what that is.
Eliminate the negative, accentuate the positive.
Ooh-wee! That's good. All right, you got a number three?
I had dependable.
Okay.
And the simply had can be counted on.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, girl, you can use mine.
I know. Thank you.
Because they are not exclusive, you know what I mean?
Right.
All right, you got a number four?
Integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And for integrity, I have... I'm still jotting something down.
Okay.
Well, Tracy, we're going to give you a moment. While you're jotting that down, we want to remind you listeners that you're listening to The Real McCoy Show. We're on Blog Talk Radio, and we want to invite you to join us here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be back with you in just a moment after this commercial.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
All right, we want to welcome you back to live at The Real McCoy Show on Blog Talk Radio. And even as the commercial was talking about, you can also purchase Coach Anna's new book, Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream, which is one of our topics for discussion on today. And you've been talking to Coach Anna McCoy as well as her co-host. This is Shauna Stallworth standing in for Coach Anna, as well as one of our new members. And we are so excited about her today because she is moving forward and moving through her key operating values. And we're just excited. And she has her next one that she's going to share with us. So, Tracy, we want to welcome you back to the call. And we're ready, girl. Was that enough time for you?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're ready for you. Go ahead and share with us.
Okay. Integrity, I wrote, I am whole and unimpaired.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
Thank you for that.
You're so deep, Tracy. You're so Tracy. Oh, that is so hilarious. I was thinking, tell it to us again, Tracy.
I am whole and unimpaired.
Unimpaired.
Wow. Tell us about, what does that mean to you? What are you saying about life? What's that framework for you?
Well, for wholeness, you know, I think you talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I'm trying very hard to make sure everything in my life is balanced. 100% honesty, 100% support to my husband, 100% support to my children, and also to take care of Tracy. So my integrity is I'm always, And I learned something today when you talked about the roles and segmenting. If I know how to be that person in each of my like my husband, my children, my parents. If I know how to do that correctly, then I'm able to walk, you know, better in life. I'm able to do what I have been given to do or been ordained to do.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Well, I think, you know, although we are all of these different things, and I think segmenting and the part of that process, when you said, I want to be 100% to my husband, I want to be 100% to my children and different things, some people will say, well, you can't be doing all of that. But, yes, you can do it if you are looking at it from the perspective that when I'm in the moment to do this,
mm-hmm.
to be mother, to be daughter, to be caretaker, to be whatever your roles are, and you can be 100% in that moment because you don't have to be them all. But the problem is we don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
We bring all of the issues, whether it's motherhood, whether it's being a spouse, whether it's our employee, whether employers, whatever our issues are, we bring them all in that moment and try to be the best when we're trying to do a particular role, and it just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can get it done because they call us, women are incredibly, incredibly gifted multitaskers, and we're like, oh, wow, that's really cool. We can do a lot of different things at the same time, but we're not as excellent as we can be if we were to look at it this way. And I really do, I like that. And then when you talk about being unimpaired, what does that mean?
I am not damaged goods.
Wow.
Oh, golly gee. You're just too deep, Tracy. You did. You're too deep, girl. Golly, I don't even want to tell you what I wrote for integrity. I got integrity on my list, too.
Well, let's hear
it, girl. I need to be deeper, Tracy. Okay? Because my integrity piece is I will deliver what I promise. I'm going to have to start rethinking this now. Integrity. I will deliver what I promise. Now Tracy's got me thinking about being whole, being unimpaired. Oh, God.
That's good.
That is good, Tracy. We are liking your values. We're going to carbon copy. We're making some Xerox copies of this. My value list is just about to get longer.
Okay.
So what's your next one? What's your next one, Tracy?
That was my last one.
Okay, that's good. Honey, you covering a whole lot. You hear what I'm saying? You got quite a foundation, because I have a couple of more. One of them is accountability,
mm-hmm.
which is I will stand behind my actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you mentioned a little bit of that when you were talking about loyalty,
mm-hmm.
and are talking about your husband being the best wife that you can be and loving
mm-hmm.
him and being accountable and different things. So I look at accountability as standing behind my actions. And what I really mean by that is, rather than allowing others to judge me
mm-hmm.
based on what I don't do, I want to judge me for what I don't do and what I do. So when I say I want to do something or I'm going to do something, then I'm going to stand behind my own actions. I'm going to judge my own behavior, and that's what I see accountability as in my life, so that others aren't. I figure if I judge myself, then I'll have a lot less judgment from others. When I am not being accountable, I take the heat for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I say I'm going to do something and I don't do it, I allow others to confront me. One of the things on this little bit of a sabbatical here of dealing with this legal matter, I asked for accountability from one of our members, Miss Margie Stewart, and I said, Margie, you know, you really watch the Woman Act Now word of the day, and I need some accountability. And if you'll hold me accountable to doing what I say I'm going to do, I would really appreciate it, because I really want to do this and do it on a regular basis, on a daily basis, to give a new word. And sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes, you know, you got all different kinds of excuses. But I said, I'll give you permission to hold me accountable. Well, I thought I had enough. You know, I had pre-published some of the Woman Act Now words of the day, and I, it was 3 weeks ago when I did it, and I thought I had done it through the length of this trial, And I ran out on Friday or Saturday. So I got an email from Margie, I think, on Sunday. And she said to me, she says, now, Coach, now I know that you're busy. And I know that this thing is kind of taking your attention. But I just want to remind you about the Woman Act Now word of the day. Immediately, you know, I see that on Monday morning because she's looking for it. She sent it because I didn't do one for Sunday. And I do one 7 days a week, not Monday through Friday. And so as soon as I got it, I sat down and I did a word. I mean, at the moment I read her email, I sat down and I just wrote a Woman Act Now word of the day and sent it to the blog from my email. And then I did another one. You know, I actually wrote down maybe around 4 or 5 of them so that I could get ahead of it and would not, you know, find myself in that position again. But I was so pleased that, number one, see, I asked her to hold me accountable. And that's what I mean when I stand behind my actions. I'm willing to be confronted. I'm willing to take the heat. I'm willing to, you know, if I put myself out there, somebody else can hold me accountable to doing exactly what I say. So that's why accountability is important to me. And that's why the women of this organization hear it all the time, because it's one of my key operating values in life is to be accountable. So I can't live my life on this foundation of accountability without expecting or even demanding it or requiring it from other people around me.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Isn't that good? Say, that's good stuff. And then my last one is teamwork. In teamwork, I am committed to the success of others. And I'm telling you, that's very in line with my mission statement, that I'm an advocate for the righteousness of a living God, proclaiming the gospel to all I meet that they may accomplish their God-given purpose, their God-given destiny. And so to me, a value, a key operating value in my life is teamwork, is being committed to the success of others. In everything I do, I wake up in the morning looking for an opportunity to contribute to the excellence of other people. And so teamwork, whenever I'm on a team, I'm not trying to, I don't want to be the showboat. I don't want to be the one that has to get all the credit. Because I want to make sure that if we're doing something or if we're in this together, that there's a win-win for everyone. And that's how I want to live my life. And I believe, you know, I'm not perfect, but I believe that I have a consistent behavior. And I wrote my key operating principles almost 15 years ago. And over these years, there's a consistent behavior that others will start to repeat back to me exactly who I am. They start to say, you know what, Anna, I mean, they're starting to use my words. I was listening to one of our WAN members who had a conference in the Dallas area, and I surprised her, and I showed up for her youth conference. And she didn't know I was coming. I didn't tell her I was coming. Shauna told me about it, and I just found out about it, so it wasn't like I could let her know. I just decided, okay, I gotten back from a trip, and I'm at home. I happen to be here. She's doing this. So I'm going to just go over there and show up. And when I showed up, she was just so surprised, but she really wasn't surprised because she made a statement, you know, Coach Anna is here, but I'm not really surprised because that's what she'll do to you. She'll just show up on you. You know what I mean? She'll just do it. And the other part of what she said is that what I love most about her is that she contributes to the excellence of others. Now, see, that's my words. Mm-hmm. And those words, when those words start to come back to you from others, then now we're getting somewhere. Now we're starting to know who we are because the reflection of who we are is starting to come back from other people who are simply reflecting what you say, I am.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good. And when you were talking, Coach Anna, I was just writing down some of the things that you were saying that were key to me. One of the things you said was that you hold yourself accountable to what you say you're going to do. And as we're reading through our key operating values, and we're talking about that on today, I just want to encourage all of our listeners, as well as you, Tracy, to sit back and, you know, and think about how powerful that is. that we're starting to write down our key operating values, and you said that yours is loyalty and intellectual honesty, dependability and integrity. And as you continue, you know, to recognize and realize, you know, who you are and your key operating values, they may increase. Whether they do or if they don't, think about this. Now, this is what you're holding yourself accountable to. So every day when you wake up, you're waking up to a key operating value is that I will be loyal. I possess the ability to be loyal, that I have intellectual honesty. That's what I value, that I value being dependable. I value my integrity. And every day you start redefining how you operate because you're holding yourself accountable to who you say that you are. And then another thing that she said, she says that, Coach Anna, you were talking about that you found someone that was trustworthy, that could hold you accountable to what you said you were going to do, as you talked about the WAN words of the day. And that stuck out to me because what that says to me, Tracy, is what it says, and all of our listeners who are listening to us today, what that says to me is that if it is important for you to be who you say that you are, or if it is important for you to make certain that you maintain your key operating values, so that because with this, what Coach Anna was demonstrating to me is that she is dependable, that she's going to make certain that that WAN word of the day is there. And because she valued that, she reached out to somebody that was trustworthy, that she knew could help hold her accountable, and is okay about allowing someone else to hold her accountable to her words because those words are important to her. She values that, and because she values that, and as we look at our own traits, and all of you listeners who are listening to us, as we value our key operating values, let's not hold it so that we don't feel like we can't be accountable to. Let it really be a value. That's what those words were speaking to me, Coach Anna. Let it really be a value. Allow yourself to be accountable by someone else so that you can be certain that those words will come back to you. As you talked about going to Leslie's event and your words begin to come back to you, that's a powerful testimony within itself, because what you're doing is you're bearing witness of who you say that you are, so that others may be able to see the life that you live, and your life will begin to speak, and it will begin to infect the lives of millions and millions of people to come. So, Tracy, I just want to encourage you that as you begin to hold to your key operating values, is what you will begin to see is that other women who want to be just like you, who want to be able to be the very best wife who they have been called to be to their husbands, what you live by will begin to speak to them. So I am proud of you on today, girl. I celebrate you because your words will soon come back to you, just as we've heard Coach Anna say that her words have been able to come back to her.
Amazing. That's awesome, Shauna. And Tracy, what I'd like you to do is just share with us before we get off the air, what did you experience in today's program? What was your experience?
So much. It was an eye-opening session. I am actually indebted to you all for coaching me like this. Women Act Now has just, I was telling Shauna when we just started the call, has totally changed my thinking and has literally repositioned me in less than 4.5 weeks. So with that, I'm thinking now, acting now, and living in the now, as your sister was saying. If you're in the now, you should be present in the now. And that's what I received from it.
Wow. Thank you so much, Tracy. And, Shauna, I just want to encourage you. You're doing such an excellent, excellent job and standing in the gap. And, oh, my goodness, girl, you're giving me ideas. But anyway, I want to say thank you, and I appreciate you so much. And I'm going to let you close out the show, and we'll talk to you all again next week. So stop by womanactnow.com. Join the organization so that you can be a woman on the move, a woman acting in her now. And we'll talk to you soon. You're loved and appreciated.
What happened? All right, ladies. Well, that closed out our show. I just let it close out. So if you're still on the call, we're not streaming live, but I want to thank you, Tracy, for joining us on today. And I want to thank you, Coach Anna and Ms. Sonia, for joining in. Your input and your presence here was valuable, as it always is. So thank you all. And Tracy, girl, if you're free next week, you come and you join us back here, and we're going to be looking for you on that 15 minutes to Destiny call, because you still got one more assignment. Do you know what that is, Tracy?
No, Sean, I got to email you. I missed it.
Oh, well, it's your, well, you know what? Well, it's your mission statement.
Okay.
Yep, so if you get a chance, then what you can do is you can write your mission statement, and next week what we'll do hopefully is we'll have an opportunity to be able to at least allow a couple of ladies to share what their mission statement or their key operating value is.
Okay, great.
Okay, so I appreciate you on today, girl, and I celebrate you. You go, Tracy, you go.
Thank you, Shauna. You're awesome.
All right, you take care, and we look forward to talking with you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.